This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Intense violence in Sudan enters its second week. CBS's MTS Tayeb reports.
The sound of gunfire crackles across Khartoum as thick black smoke billows above the Sudanese capital. After a week of intense fighting, the city's main hospitals are at breaking point. Medicines are running out, electricity is in short supply, and more wounded are arriving desperate for help.
President Biden ordered the evacuation of American embassy workers as the fighting between the rival forces continues. Now that the High Court has ruled to temporarily allow an FDA-approved pill used in more than half of abortions in the U.S. to remain available, what happens next? Here's CBS's Christiane Benavides.
Next month, a federal appeals court is set to hear arguments in the legal battle over the abortion pill mifepristone. Late Friday, the Supreme Court halted temporary restrictions on access to the drug while the battle plays out in the lower courts. The case, which could make its way back to the Supreme Court, began in Texas. The litigation seeks to reverse the FDA's approval of the drug more than two decades ago.
Recent weird weather is being blamed on climate change. Utah's record snow is melting, triggering flooding and landslides. In the Midwest, the Mississippi River is still rising due to increased rain and melting snow there. Here's correspondent Elise Preston.
Environmental activists around the world blame the unusual weather patterns on climate change. And they say lawmakers are not doing enough to stop it.
The NAACP is challenging two new Mississippi measures signed into law by the Republican governor there. WJTV reporter Jeremy Harrell.
Under House Bill 1020, Capitol Police would be given primary jurisdiction with the expanded Capitol Complex Improvement District boundary lines. Jackson Police would have secondary jurisdiction. Now, the bill will also place certain areas within the city under the jurisdiction of a new court system.
Residents of a South Florida condo building have to get out by Tuesday after officials deem the majestic Isle condominium in North Bay Village unsafe. WFOR-TV's Jacqueline Quinn with details.
A recent report by structural engineers ahead of the building's 60-year recertification found cracks, floors sagging, and damage from water and termites.
Add another B to Bed Bath & Beyond. The struggling home goods store has officially filed for bankruptcy. It's been warning of a potential bankruptcy since early January. The company's been holding on to a thread and couldn't hold on any longer after a series of last-ditch efforts to raise enough equity failed. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The long-term effects of Wisconsin's redistricting process were apparent in the November elections. A nonpartisan good government group says voters who feel overlooked should not give up. Mike Moen reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election, but Republicans maintained strong control over the legislature. Jay Heck of the group Common Cause points out that Evers maintains his veto power, but he says Republicans still carry a lot of weight, partly because they keep redrawing the maps to their advantage.
There were more votes cast for Democratic candidates statewide than Republican. But the contrast with the legislative elections in the state is so sharp, it almost makes laughable the idea that we have a true representative democracy.
Researchers have said that over the past decade, Wisconsin has produced among the most gerrymandered voting district maps in the country. Heck says voters should look ahead to next year's state Supreme Court election with the hope a less politicized court could eventually revisit the issue. And there could be legislation floated again next year to develop an independent redistricting process. In the meantime, he says the current maps allow a smaller percentage of voters to decide who controls the legislature, leaving other voters behind in fair representation.
Urban areas in Wisconsin have suffered a decline in the shared revenue from the state, even though those people pay taxes.
Heck says that means less support for schools, roads, and other public needs. Analysts say lawmakers representing these areas get packed into boundaries that ultimately diminish their voices at the state capitol. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
April 22nd, 2023, Earth Day. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the NAMI building on 217 Wisconsin Avenue, forever the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Yauman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And speaking of NAMI, it is my absolute joy to welcome back our neighbors here in the same building, or I guess now former neighbors, we'll get to that in a second, what I call the host nation here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue with respects to Berg Management. The National Alliance on Mental Illness Southeast Wisconsin, also known as NAMI or NAMI Southeast Wisconsin, and their fearless leader, Mary Madden. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Don. Good morning to you and all of your listeners.
And I was going to say that I'm embarrassed that we've been terrible neighbors because we haven't had you back sooner. You were on last year. This is your second tour of duty, but
right.
Knowing how important mental health is and how important raising awareness is that we do want to make a better effort of getting some more information, getting some more members of your team to come in, some terrific stories to tell. And speaking of stories, you've got a lot going on next Friday and throughout the month of May. Let's start with next Friday, Blue Jean Bingo, which we now know is this will be a teaser for those of you out there because it's sold out. But
it is sold out. Blue Jean Bingo is probably the most fun you will have at a fundraiser. And it is scheduled for next Friday. We are expecting about 450 guests. And it is a licensed bingo event, silent wow. auction. We've got music by part-time models next year. That's wow. new for us.
Nice. And, what kind of music is that?
It's dance music. We're gonna have
it.
An acoustic set over dinner.
How fun.
But then they do some great dance music.
I love it.
Yeah,
great name for a band.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's next Friday, April 28th, correct?
Right, at Brookfield Conference Center.
Hey, Don, isn't that Friday the last day that you can elect Warren Zevon to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Thank you so much. Anastasia, I couldn't do it without her, my fearless engineer. You know, and Anastasia is working. She's burning the candle at both ends because she's been volunteering at the Milwaukee Film Festival this week.
Oh, no, I'm paid. I'm no volunteer.
I'm sorry, she's paid staff at the Milwaukee Film Festival. And she lent me this great program from the event. She has all her production notes in here. That could be a separate show in itself, but thanks for reminding me. Yes, if you go to vote.rockhall.com, vote for Warren Zevon. He's finally been nominated after years of neglect to the angst of many of his biggest fans and supporters, which include Bruce Springsteen and Eddie Vedder. And now he's high in the voting. It's looking really good, but Friday's the last day. You can vote every day and vote once. Vote.rockhall.com. Do the right thing. Elect Warren Zevon to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mary, you like Warren Zevon, right?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Love Warren Zevon. And I do want to give a shout out to the Milwaukee Film Festival. We are huge fans of the film festival, and we are
Excellent.
Actually a community partner on a movie at the festival. That's called The Year Between. It's based on a true story of a young man who goes to college and gets diagnosed with mental illness. And that's showing at the Oriental Theater on April 28th at 6:30, and then at the Oriental again at 9:45 on Sunday.
And what's the name of the movie again?
It's called The Year Between.
The Year Between. Check that out. I'm sure if you Google it, too.
Yeah, there's a great trailer out there for it. So
terrific. So something I want to throw out there, because I know you have a whole program full of events at the evening, but since it is the last day, if you let people know, anyone that votes for Warren Zevon that day, and they can text me, I'll give you my details. For everyone that votes, I will donate $10 to NAMI Southeast Wisconsin.
Wow.
Don Brown.
That's awesome, Don. Thank you so much.
So I'll put it in an email for you so you can explain, because this is a very important cause.
That's great.
Right, Anastasia?
We'll get that up on our social media as well.
I love it. Thank you. So it may end up being a pledge. It could be depending on how many votes we get. And I hope it is.
Right. Awesome.
Terrific. So that's just next Friday. And then what a great lead into May, which is National Mental Health Awareness Month.
Right.
And just like last year, you've got a whole program of activities. I know I had you on in like middle, late May, so we couldn't. But now we can give people advance notice of all the great things you have going on.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the things that we're asking people to do, because we still are actually planning things for May. I've got a list of 8 things that are happening in May in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month. But we've got a couple more out there that are in the planning stages, might be later in May. So we want to make sure that people keep checking out our social media on Facebook or Instagram, and also our website, which is www.namisoutheastwi.org. We will keep posting updates on there.
Sounds great. Could you repeat that again, Mary, the website?
www.namisoutheastwi.org.
Yeah, and NAMI again is N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, M as in Mike, I as in Irving, National Alliance National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Correct.
So in Southeast, and which was started here in Wisconsin, in Madison in the 70s. I don't know when the exact year was.
79.
And 79 was
the year I graduated, by the way.
Was that the year that the Milwaukee organization opened that has now become Southeast Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Or was that the year that NAMI, the National, started? Or both?
Actually, the National organization actually came after the local organizations.
So Milwaukee started it. Okay.
Yep. So actually in Dane, they started the movement. It was three moms sitting around their kitchen table.
That's right.
They all had, I believe they all had adult children with schizophrenia. And back in 1979, you know, there were they were still blaming mothers for their children becoming ill. And they wanted to do something better to advocate, get better services and things like that. So at the same time, there were little pockets of people around the country.
Right.
But Milwaukee was one of the first ones to incorporate in 1980. NAMI Waukesha incorporated in 1982. And then, of course, we merged the two in January of 21.
Okay.
And picked up Jefferson County in our territory
Love
as
it.
Well.
Sure. And one of your founders, I saw, Roz Libman. Did I get that correct?
Roz, yep. She was one of the founders of NAMI Milwaukee.
Neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've heard some great things about her.
Yeah, Roz is an amazing person. So
fantastic. Hope I can meet her. So maybe we can have her on the show someday.
Yeah.
So.
So we've got a lot going on, both in Milwaukee and Waukesha.
Great.
During Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, one of the things that is fast going to be, we're just about at the point where we're selling out of this, is we're doing some specific crisis training for law enforcement and other first responders.
Love it.
Today out at WCTC, it's going to be youth focused.
Okay.
And then a little bit later in the month. And now that May 2nd and 3rd, that's earlier in the month, that's specifically for, you know, law enforcement officers who've gone through CIT training, crisis intervention training.
Okay.
So that's a specific class that we do. It's a week-long class for our first, for our patrol officers, sworn officers, to help them have some more tools in their tool belt with working with people who might be in a psychiatric crisis. But then a little bit later on in the month, on the 16th and 17th, I believe. Yes, 16th and 17th, also at WCTC. We have what we call Crisis Intervention Partners training. This will also be youth-focused. Both of these classes are supported by Waukesha County Department of Health and Human Services.
Nice. Okay.
And that class is for anybody who might be working with youth that want to understand mental health issues a little bit better and be able to, again, help a youth in crisis.
So does I apologize, I should know this. I know we had Richard Barnhouse on Kristen Bry's show recently. Is in their curriculum, they have anything in the way of like social work or?
They do. They have a
mental health training.
They have a human services, a 2-year human services degree.
Nice. It's a good fit.
It's a good fit out there. Sure. And the Richard T. Anderson Center is just, you know, a beautiful place to have events. We've had many events there, and they're always extremely accommodating. I don't want to fail to mention, though, that we will, on May 17th, we will have a free, and all of these events are actually free, but we will have a free question, persuade, and refer suicide awareness and prevention training.
Okay.
We do those about once a month. We also bring...
That's the 16th and 17th, you said?
On the 17th.
The 17th, I stand corrected.
Yep, it'll be over, it's from 12 p.m. to 1:30.
Okay.
Again, you can connect to that through our website, but that is for anybody who wants to become more comfortable with questioning somebody if they're at risk at suicide, and then understanding how to help them and get them to the necessary resources.
Sure.
And that is done in collaboration and with our Waukesha County Suicide Prevention Initiative, which is a collaboration between a number of organizations, school districts, and again, the Department of Health and Human Services in Waukesha County.
Okay. Oh, that's very nice. Oh, excuse me there. That's great. So that's going to be a busy month for you.
It is a really busy month. I haven't even talked about if, you know, people are inclined to travel down to Milwaukee for a little bit of music. We have a number of things happening. We've got something on May 2nd at Amorphic Beer in River West.
Nice.
We've got Kendra Scott over at the Corners
in
Brookfield.
Love it.
Is doing a fundraising event for us May 6th and 7th. 20% of the proceeds will come to NAMI, and there'll be NAMI staff there to talk about services and things like that. We've got at Wannable Cafe free coffee and conversation with featuring guests Harry Evans from Heal Black Man and Montreal Kane. They're a couple of men who are doing just wonderful things in the Black African American community in terms of talking about mental health and mental illness and reducing that stigma for diverse communities.
Okay. That's terrific. So, well, great. And obviously you'll be leaning a lot of volunteer support from your volunteer base. And you said there's close to 150 volunteers that you
Absolutely
have.
Right. We use volunteers in a couple of different ways. Obviously when we have events.
Okay.
And our two big events, we talked about Blue Jean Bingo in the fall.
Right.
To cap off Mental Illness Awareness Week, which is the first full week in October. On that Saturday, we have our big NAMI walk. And we've merged the Waukesha and Milwaukee walks, and this year we will be having our walk out at the zoo.
That's terrific.
We are super excited about
it. I love it.
So we have volunteers that will just, you know, come in
We're going to go to a break right now. We come back, we're going to talk more about those other events as well as the services that NAMI Southeast Wisconsin offers when this week in Waukesha continues.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property, your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit choicelandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for snow, becoming mixed precipitation. Highs level off around 42. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 30. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Chance for isolated showers. High temperatures reach up to 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
You can sing along, Anastasia, if you want. Just waiting on the chorus line there, Anastasia. That's it. Rip the knob off. This week in Waukesha, wanted to have a longer musical entree. That's James with Sit Down. And my guest, I think it's a great fit for my guest, Mary Madden, Executive Director, NAMI Southeast Wisconsin, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And that was James with Sit Down. And, you know, that's what we're talking about, is getting people to sit down and feel comfortable and feel confident to talk about mental health issues, because, you know, with the stigma surrounding mental health that tragically still exists today, people are holding back. And for me, this is personal. This is the 30th anniversary, and Mary knows this, a member of my family, of her affliction with a very, very rare and very serious form of suicidal depression. And fortunately for my family, you know, she survived and has a wonderful life 30 years later. Happily married, has her first grandchild. So many good tidings in her life. And, but again, when this happened, you know, a lot of us were shocked. We didn't know this was the 1990s, and we really weren't really equipped at how to deal with it. Fortunately, because we were a large family, we could provide a large community of support. But there were, at the time, we kept this very private, from many around us, including extended family. And, we would learn that we had a maternal great aunt that had died, succumbed to depression, because what they called a broken heart, which was a failed marriage that involved some infidelity and something like that. But again, you know, depression, mental illness is one of those things that's been tucked away under a pillow or kept close, and which I think leads to more mental health issues, right, Mary?
Absolutely. You know, Don, I think your story with your sister is a testimony to recovery is possible. And but if we don't talk about it, people don't know that. And my family was going through a journey in the 90s as well.
That's right.
And I think you and I have talked about that before. We didn't really know much about it. And and it was all tucked away in the closet. And then as you peel back these layers, you find, oh, well, this family member, you know, dealt with it. And, you know, and I think how different it would be if we talked about it and people got early intervention for it and were able to get the treatment that they needed and not not suffer through, you know, years, decades sometimes of not having the right treatment or the right support system.
Yeah. And that's why these events we were talking about earlier, we can finish talking about them, they're so important for your mission, not only because of the dollars raised and the friends gained, but also the awareness raised.
Right, absolutely. And not all of our events, even the ones that I talked about, are to raise dollars. Many of them are to just raise awareness. Some are to raise dollars and to raise awareness, like our event we talked about for next week, and then the walk, of course. And I should mention, our walk is, I think it's the only walk where you don't have to pay a registration fee. We hope that people will garner donations for us because it is one of our big events, but we really want people to show up in support of, you know, of mental health and mental illness and show that we are united and that you're not alone.
That sounds great. That sounds terrific. And, speaking of, so in the year since we've met, have there been any kind of, traction gained or things you'd really like to point to in terms of progress that, that NAMI Southeast Wisconsin has made?
Yes, absolutely. So in the year since we've met, and I think when we talked last, we were probably still kind of coming out of, you know, our virtual program offerings due to the pandemic, where we weren't doing a lot in person yet.
Right.
And so there's a couple things that I think are really key. One, we've reestablished our connection with school districts in Waukesha, and we are we have young adult speakers in classes talking to freshmen and sophomore mostly, mostly with a program called Ending the Silence.
Nice.
And to help them understand where there's resources available to help them understand that if somebody confides in them that they're thinking about taking their own life or, you know, some other type of thing that relates to mental health, that that's, you know, you need to find a trusted adult. That's not a good secret to keep. And so we've made a lot of progress there. We've continued to train our police officers and helping to manage a psychiatric crisis. And but, you know, overall, not just the progress that NAMI has made, there actually has been progress in terms of mental health services in schools now. Governor Evers is making, you know, a lot of money available to support mental health services, to support early intervention. And all of that has provided, you know, our community with the ability to progress and to, you know, fill some of those gaps in service and in support systems.
Sounds great. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more about those services. We also want to talk about the Resiliency Center, right? That's become new.
Yep.
And we've also got some local news and sports to report on. I forgot to do it last week, so we can't forget this week. Okay, Anastasia? That's on me. So when This Week in Waukesha continues, so much more to talk about with Mary Band of NAMI Southeast Wisconsin, including what you can do to support the mission and help us eliminate the stigmas around mental health. When we come back in This Week in Waukesha, do not go away. And hey, by the way, my guest next week is Sarah, the author, talking about the farmer's market as well as some of her own titles. So lots to look forward to.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Fighting has intensified in Sudan, and U.S. Special Forces have swept in to get American workers out. CBS's MTS Tayyab.
The violence follows months of refusals by the generals to each sign agreements that would see them lose power and pave way for general elections.
Women will still be able to get access to mifepristone after a ruling by the Supreme Court. The drug's been the most commonly used abortion pill for decades. Here's Christiane Benavidez.
Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito said they disagreed with the court's action Friday, though no other justice commented publicly.
The case now goes to the Fifth Circuit Court in New Orleans. Our Elise Preston on how some celebrated Earth Day yesterday.
From peaceful protests to ancient rituals to planting trees, people doing their part to protect the planet.
It is really important. It is our future.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 109 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
So this is his son, AJ. Do you like Jim Croce Anastasia, or is he too...
I've never heard this before. Uh-huh.
Well, this is his son, AJ, with his mom, Jim's widow, doing a cover of Jim Croce's Hey Tomorrow. And Ingrid has a disease. She's once very outspoken. She can't really talk anymore because of this affliction, but she can sing this song. And they made a video out of it.
Oh, and I'm going to have to go home and watch that video now.
Yeah, AJ Croce and Ingrid Croce. AJ Croce is doing a tour, a national tour, that tragically does not include Wisconsin. We have to do something about that, but he's calling it Father and Son, like Croce Does Croce. So he's singing all his dad's like classic hits.
Oh,
I think
nice.
That would be really neat. And he's done some things in his own right, a couple albums produced, and he's also played with different projects and everything. But Yeah, I was in second grade. Now I was probably in kindergarten when he died in that awful plane crash. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my mom, my family, we listened to a lot of Jim Croce in our living room, you know, during the 70s. And, you know, these songs still come on the radio today. They're timeless.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they're beautiful.
And so, yeah, I was watching a video because, you know, you see one on YouTube. After I was done watching this other pops in. He's live in the Helen Reddy show. And Jim Croce tells a story about this buddy he had in the Army that, you know, heart of gold, but just not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And, not an easy guy to discipline, and he decided he had enough, and he quit. He went AWOL, not understanding the consequences.
Sure.
And he ends up in jail, but he wrote a song about him, and it's Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, funny.
So I was like, wow, I love that. So, but we have our own stories here to tell with Mary Mann, Executive Director of NAMI Southeast Wisconsin. But before we do, we also have some other Waukesha stories to tell. Starting with City News, I want to congratulate my friend Alex Damian, who was selected as the city's next Public Works Director. Alex was previously serving the city as the interim Public Works Director and City Engineer. And I can tell you, as alderman, Alex made me look like a rock star anytime a constituent called about a road, you know, issues with the road or a transfer, any kind of public works issue. And Alex was always, you know, Johnny in the spot. So congratulations to him. And then for, you know, those of you wondering what's going on at Buckner Park, they're getting ready for the summer pool season by putting in new stairs and an ADA accessible walking path. This will give better access to the new pool for those that park on or east of Greenfield Avenue. So you can read updates on this and all city construction projects on the city website. And speaking of the city, Mary Berg from Parks and Rec is my guest on May 20th, and she's bringing interim forestry director Aaron Lehnert, who's filling in for my good friend Mike Talaska, who retired after 35 years or so from Parks and Rec. Congrats, Mike. I'm sad that I'm just learning about this now because he was also very wonderful at his craft with forestry. So those are great. So brush branch pickup Monday, April 24th through Friday, April 28th. So place your brush and branches out by 6:30 a.m. on the curb, same day as your garbage collection. You may begin piling brush and branches already. So go to the city website to learn more. So back to Mary. We wanted to talk about one of the big big developments in the past year was the development of a resiliency center for survivors of victims of the parade tragedy of 2021, Christmas parade tragedy.
Yes. So we were brought into the project early in the summer of last summer, so June-ish, and there was a great collaboration of United Way, Waukesha County Community Foundation. Mayor Riley works with us, of course, and the Waukesha Police Department. And really, what we're looking at is there was federal grant dollars available.
Nice.
When a tragedy like this happens, you can use those dollars to create what they call a resiliency center.
Okay.
And our resiliency center is the United for Waukesha Resiliency Center. It's located over at 2000 Pewaukee Road in the business park there. And they are just doing wonderful events there to help people heal from that tragedy. And as you said, Don, we have many, many survivors of that. We've got service navigators who can help people connect to services. They do art therapy and music therapy at the center. They're planning actually a big what's called Healing Inc. Project for the fall.
I love the name.
That's going to be we're going to have a number of tattoo artists donating their time and. For our first responders who, you know, may want to, you know, utilize that sort of healing as well. So lots of things happening at the Resiliency Center. You can connect to them through our website as well. They also have their own website.
I love it. So, and, you know, speaking of the Waukesha Parade and healing, great news from Frame Park on Thursday night. Waukesha South defeated Classic 8 conference rivals Muskego 9-4, avenging a one-run loss earlier in the week on Monday. But Thursday night, Eric Teagues, one of the well-known parade survivors, who he's going to play baseball in college. He had the big win, and his dad Don was kind enough to send me the stats. He pitched six innings, got five strikeouts, only four walks, gave up only seven hits, threw 93 pitches, and 57 of them were strikes. So, congrats to the Blackshirts. They play tomorrow night at 6:30 against Kettle Moraine at Doc Hound Stadium in Oconomowoc. It's a reschedule. And last night the Blackshirts were at it again, but unfortunately the result was not what we got on Thursday. It was a really tough loss to Brookfield East, the fake Spartans, 15-2. I went to Michigan State, so I can say that. But it was alumni night, and it was great seeing a lot of baseball alumni, including Joe Albanese, who just closed his family restaurant after 40 years. Joe was one of the great catchers in Waukesha South history, and it was really great to catch up with him. So, and another great healing aspect, Mary, you're going to discover. The show that's on next is Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel, and it's like for any Seinfeld fans, remember Kramer's coffee table book of coffee tables? Jim Santel of Morning Cannolis brings us Morning Cannolis on occasion, and this is another one. Sometimes it's from Glorioso's on Brady Street. Other times it's something else. So Jim may be coming through that door any minute. If not, we'll catch up with him during the break. He may even have a few questions for you, Mary.
Awesome.
So we also want to talk about, because there's other types. There's a lot of different types of mental health issues. I mentioned, you know, depression is something that we
right. –
in my family, and you mentioned in your family, was it like bipolar disorder or schizophrenia? Or
not or schizophrenia both? In
I'm
my
sorry.
Family, but depression, and major depressive disorders, anxiety,
sure.
and with
yeah.
panic attacks and substance use, which often comes with mental health issues,
sure.
Because people try to medicate early
yeah.
on. They start getting,
yeah.
you know, symptoms. They're not sure what it is, maybe a drink or... You know, a little THC helps with that. And then, you know, pretty soon they're also dealing with a substance use disorder.
Right, right. It just piles. You know, and that's the thing I remember from our own family's experience is that one mental health issue can lead to other health issues.
Absolutely.
Like eating disorders. And,
absolutely.
And substance abuse.
Absolutely. And also, you know, the research shows us that people with severe and persistent mental illness, so when we use that term, we're talking about people with schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, they, on average, die 25 years sooner than... than other people because... And a lot of times it's because maybe they... you know, medically, they don't take care of themselves, but mm-hmm. often they may go to the emergency room,
sure.
and because they've got a mental illness, you know, maybe the staff are missing something,
yeah.
thinking, well, this must be related to your depression or related
sure.
to your schizophrenia or you're having a panic attack or, you know, something like that. And
yeah.
so it's hard. It's hard for people you know, who are dealing with that to advocate for themselves and get good care.
And if you don't come from a big or supportive family or a strong network of friends, some of these people are out there on their own.
Absolutely.
And it affects your career. I mean, you may end up being out of work if you're not able to effectively address your mental
Absolutely.
Health issue. And so that does contribute to homelessness.
It does. And, you know, it contributes to homelessness. Here in Waukesha, we actually have a homeless outreach program, very unique to NAMIs.
Sure.
They have them in other counties as well, but it's unique for a NAMI to have that program. But we partner
yeah.
with a lot of organizations and the Waukesha Police Department
I love it.
To try to get people into permanent
sure.
affordable housing
sure.
Rather than having them living
wow.
on the streets.
Wow, so you do touch the homeless area
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah. So I wanted to mention that Karen Treadwell, Executive Director of Waukesha County Food Pantry, is my guest on Saturday, May 13th, Mother's Day weekend. And Karen's going to be retiring after many years of service.
Karen's amazing.
Yes, I figured
yeah.
you two know each other. And but I also want to say, too, speaking of homeless or permanent, is that you've outgrown your footprint here in what will always be the NAMI building.
Yes.
And you've moved. To it's Silvernail and
Grandview. It's in the there's a bank. It's on Grandview. There's a bank of offices. Just
real high traffic location.
It is.
And you mentioned at the beginning of the show too is that you're surrounded by quite a few different mental health or therapy clinics.
Absolutely. There's one on our floor. Actually, there's two on the same floor as us. And in, you know, I think there's four buildings there now, three or four. They tore one down and created a Taco Bell next door to us, which, you know, is a little dangerous, I think, for our staff.
Which may or may not contribute to mental health.
That's right. That's right. I don't know. My staff are on a first-name basis with the Taco Bell staff, so I'm not sure what that says. But but in all of those buildings, there are a lot of different clinics. And so, you know, it can help in terms of, you know, sending people over to get those support things. I know you talked about people who don't have a big support family.
So you've essentially moved from the NAMI building, and this will forever be the NAMI building. Don't forget that, Anastasia, to now what you could call NAMI Row, because you are surrounded by other advocates and providers.
Sure.
And how handy that is.
That is.
I know we mentioned it hasn't happened yet, but you see that as a reality where if people are coming in, it's you've got some referrals they can walk to.
Absolutely.
So that's terrific.
Right. We're still getting settled in there. So,
sure.
But people, as they learn that we're there, they're very excited to have us there.
But do you miss downtown Waukesha and getting lunch from People's Park or Rochester Deli or some of these other places?
We come over here and get lunch over here as much as
you
we can.
You still do. I love it.
There's nothing like People's Park and Rochester Deli and Cafe de Arts for coffee.
So you can take NAMI out of downtown, but you can't take the downtown out of NAMI.
That's true.
I love it.
It's very true, Don.
Sounds great. Well, that's great. And you guys are such a big part of this community. What is your relationship like with our new partners at Carroll University?
We've got a great relationship with Carroll University. Throughout the years, it's, you know, it's ebbs and flows a little bit.
Sure.
You know, they've Carroll University has really been on the forefront with students bringing attention to mental health. Carroll actually was one of the first. I think this is anecdotal, but when we started working with various universities and colleges, Carroll was one of the first that we became aware of that had their own mental health clinic for students. They often had us coming into classes with presentations from lived experience presenters. We trained their security staff on crisis intervention training.
Nice.
They've had an Active Minds group that does a lot of awareness things. We've done movie screenings there. So we've got a great partnership with Carroll University.
That's terrific. And speaking of Carroll, the Pioneer softball team lost a doubleheader to UW Oshkosh in Oshkosh last Tuesday, 9-1 and 9-5. They lost to the Mighty Titans are 27-1, so they didn't lose to any slouch. They only put out five hits in the second game, so they're 12-18 for the season. Carroll baseball also only mustered up five hits on Tuesday, but they won. They beat Illinois Wesleyan and are now 13-12, 6-3 in conference, thanks to great pitching from Nolan Furman, Connor Kelly, who got the win, and Connor Nolan with the save. And so when we come back, I want to talk about what people can do to support NAMI. And what are some kind of attainable goals that us as individuals can achieve to raise greater awareness for mental health in Waukesha. When This Week in Waukesha continues, do not go away. Mary Madden, NAMI Southeast Wisconsin, is here.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with a chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation. Highs around 42, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, mixed precipitation possible at times, lows around 30. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow, chance for isolated showers, daytime highs approaching 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Shadows are falling and I'm running out of breath.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukeshauna. A lot of you that are regular listeners are used to hearing this song. It's Warren Zevon, I believe his last song that he recorded called Keep Me in Your Heart, and very fitting as he was in his final days, tragically losing a battle to cancer. But this is the last day I get to promote, last Saturday I get to promote putting Warren Zevon in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Next Friday, the 28th, same day as your fundraiser, Mary, the Blue Jean Bingo, is the last day you get to vote. So keep Warren Zevon on your heart. Vote.rockhall.com. And more city news before we return to Mary Madden is that at last week's city council meeting, the city said farewell to Alderman, my good friend and former colleague Steve Johnson of the 10th District, as well as City Administrator Kevin Lehner, who is becoming the City Administrator at the City of Janesville. So best wishes to them both. And also best wishes to the new District 10 Alderman Mike Anderson, who we hope to have on the show someday. And the acting City Administrator, Interim City Administrator, our City Clerk and Treasurer Gina Kozlik will be stepping in while they do a nationwide search for our next city administrator. But big shout out to Jim Santel, whose Morning Cannolis is next. And for those of you Seinfeld fans who I think I talked about this earlier, remember Kramer's coffee table book of coffee tables, Jim Santel brings his Morning Cannolis to his Morning Cannolis show for guests and friends of This Week in Waukesha.
Delicious.
So thank you from Gloriosos. For those of you checking out the live stream, eat your heart out. This won't last long, but so thank you again to Jim. And Mary, we wanted to talk about, because we mentioned Brookfield Central off the air, and you said there's something else going on there as part of Mental Health Awareness Month in May.
Yes, absolutely. Forgot to mention that. It is happening on Wednesday night at Brookfield Central from 6 to 8:30.
This coming Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday, okay. April 20, is that the 26th? Yep, April 26th.
Yep, yep.
It is open to the public. We are screening in collaboration with them and the Charles E. Kubley Foundation, a movie called My Ascension. It's My Ascension. It is about a young woman who tried to take her life and survived, but ended up paralyzed, and how she made meaning out of this situation and her mental health issues. And it really puts a nice spotlight on Hope Squads. And Hope Squads
are... I like that name.
Yeah, that's a great...
Hope Squads.
Yep, Elmbrook School District actually has a Hope Squad, and basically what Hope Squad is they teach and support students in being the go-to people for somebody who might be looking for services, so that, if somebody doesn't necessarily feel comfortable going to an adult, now they can go to a classmate. And there's a lot of support for those classmates. And it is an absolutely wonderful evidence-based model, saving lives.
I love it.
And we've got it right here in Elmbrook. And actually, there's a group of trainers, and they train other individuals, teachers throughout the state. So
you really have quite the network of support.
We really do.
Throughout the state, as you mentioned.
Yeah, we really do. We're really lucky. We couldn't do what we do without the network that we have, and we try to support them and in the best way that we can, and then in turn, those partners help support the NAMI cause and the NAMI mission as well.
Sure, sure. So, and I can speak from personal experience because in one of my clients is Ronald McDonald House Charities of Eastern Wisconsin, and we, in the summer of 2021, we opened up one of the first Ronald McDonald family rooms that's partnered with a mental health hospital at Rogers Behavioral Health on their Oconomowoc campus. And to support us, NAMI, we've enlisted a couple of their staff and both presentations that I've been a part of have been brilliant, very well spoken. Some are survivors or people living with different mental health issues. And it really was just a remarkable experience.
Well, thanks. One of the things that makes us unique, Don, as an organization is that everything we do is from a lived experience perspective. So you and I have talked about, I have family members.
Right.
Everybody who works for us has some personal experience, and they can speak from that experience.
And it's like we all do in some way. And
absolutely.
So in our civic media empire, one of our shows that appears in the evening is called Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake. And Robert Pilot, the host, always one of the themes of the show that's constant is Native issues are human issues and human issues are Native issues. And when I think of mental health, that's a great analogy. Mental health is everyone's business.
It really is.
And everyone's business should be promoting mental health, better mental health for themselves and for those around them.
Absolutely. Well, and they should know how to promote their own mental health. Often people don't. We hear about how to take care of yourself medically. Some of us do it better than others, right? But you don't, you often don't hear about what should you do for good mental health to keep yourself, sleeping well, eating well, exercising, those kinds of things.
Is that part of your uphill battle, though, is we have a current healthcare system, which we know is in disarray or however you want to say it, just very costly. And mental health is one of the victims of this current system.
It is. My opinion is that some of the stigma that we deal with is the roots of it are within our medical care system, where it's difficult to get mental health services, reimbursement rates for, therapists and mental health professionals are much lower than others. So, who wants to go to school and come with a big mountain of school debt and then get reimbursed really, poorly for providing services and those kinds of things. And so, and just not having, parity and, being able to get the kind of care.
Sure,
that you need and the type of care that you need because,
I love it.
Somebody is approving or disapproving that.
Mary, as I demonstrated, or as I said, we're down to 1 minute and we need more time. We got to have you back or other members of NAMI. Thank you so much. Don't forget, May is National Mental Health Awareness Week. I want to remember with love the men and women of the Easter Rising in Ireland. That anniversary is this Monday, the 24th. Please don't forget to elect Warren Zevon to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do it now. Do it every day until the 28th. And remember, good mental health and safety is everyone's responsibility. Thank you again, Mary.
Thank you, Don, for having me.
Bye for now, everybody. This week in Waukesha. Next week, we have Sarah, the author. And then we'll be talking about the farmer's market and some of other Sarah's title. So thanks again, Mary Madden, NAMI Southeast Wisconsin. See ya!
The buttons on your blouse keep me in your heart for a while.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom!
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.